It's alright, it's okay. Doesn't really matter if you're old and gray. It's alright, I say it's okay. Listen to what I say.
Hey, this is Rob Smith, Rob's Right Podcast. You know, I could do one of these every day if I just had the time to, or got things organized so I could do it, and I don't. Because there's so many things that pop up in the news, and I wish I could make it a daily ritual, because there's something I'm always getting upset about. Aren't we all? Well, I do. It's just something that comes with me. And this thing, this McDonald's thing. Now, the thing is, most people probably don't even know what happened. And that's one of the saddest parts of the story, which I'll get to here in just a bit. That is that apparently in Ohio on Monday, a lady went to get a drink. And she was asking if they could mix two flavors. What proceeded to occur is just, it shows how we are out of control in two ways. Not one, but two ways. Let's get one way first. Just that the thing happened at all. She asked for a slushie. She asked to get two flavors mixed. They say, we're not able to do that. And I don't know why. And it just, that was the answer. And it's their business. They can do as they please. You might say, well, could you possibly, if you have two flavors, could you just put one in one and one in and do another squirt of the other? And I don't know what. It's the reaction from the lady that is baffling. It's scary. The lady blew up. She turned into an animal. A ravaging, angry, vicious animal, and attacked the employees because she couldn't get a mixture of two different flavors. Now, this is something else. I'm going to get into describing this lady, and this is going to get into the second problem I have here. But that's how she attacked. She ripped off a mask. She's screaming. She's cursing. Now, the McDonald's employees didn't do such a hot job either. They were also screaming and yelling about the thing, and they weren't expecting this lady to jump, to lean over the counter, start swiping, and then come behind the counter and start attacking them, and then start pushing things off the counter. I don't necessarily blame them. Why on earth would that happen? She's ordering a slushie. But it did happen. And it's terrible that happened. And it's McDonald's can serve whatever they want. It's their business. It's not this lady's business. The lady's name, let me make sure I get this, because I want to make sure. The one thing to note is, and this happened apparently in Ravenna, Ohio, should be two N's. This lady's name is Cherise. Cherysse. How the hell did that happen? Cherise. I can't believe. Or Cherise. Actually, it should be Cherise. Who knows? Cleveland. Now, I might understand. Oh, gosh. I might understand if it was like crazy town and this was a kid and she didn't know any better and she was in her teens or maybe even early 20s. But this lady, 44 years old. Cleveland is 44 years old and blew up about not getting a drink. Now, she was trying to excuse herself by saying she didn't have much sleep. Now, if anyone knows me, knows that is a rather constant, used to be especially, not as much here recently. But I used to go around and do everything half asleep. And I could lose my temper at times, but not about not mixing two flavors involving a slushie at a McDonald's. This isn't the IRS about to fleece you for $1 million involving your back taxes and they decided to, oh, maybe it's not your back taxes, your taxes in general. We're going to come with bang, 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 bang on your door. We're taking $1 million from you just because. Well, then you get upset. I still don't think you reach over and rip masks off and push things over about it. But that's where things are disintegrating to. There's a further description to go involving Cleveland, 44 years old, 44, so this helps explain a lot. She's heavy. She's fat, possibly obese. Yeah, probably obese. Fat lady, 44 years old, Now, the good news is that she is being charged with multiple charges, and I hope she gets some serious jail time for this, because what she did and what came about and was really, really a horrid thing to do. The other horrid thing is involving her herself. Not only is she fat, but she's also black. That would explain why I found this on Fox News. And I found it in local news involving the Ohio area, involving this area of Ravenna, where this news story never made a tick with CNN. I can't find anything on CNN. I did a search, CNN and this story, nothing. I did a couple different ways, nothing. CBS, nothing. NBC, nothing. What's the other one? I did four. Nothing. NBC, ABC, CBS, and CNN. Okay, there are the four. Nothing. Not a word. Not that they had to. But what's important is that what I did find them talking about involving McDonald's was in February, about a guy who was suing McDonald's involving racial issues. So if you take the current fad of saying that certain dark-skinned people should be able to go and attack, and this was a black fellow who's suing, if you take that mantle of the current fad, then you're going to get screen time. But if you are of that skin color and you do something bad, there's not a word. Now, we've known lots of examples of this. And we've seen it, and those of us that are involved, you know, we get involved with political stuff, get pretty upset about it. Because if we're really going to be equal, if we're really going to be fair and recognize us all as people and not segregate based on skin color, then you talk about this. I will say I noticed that one of the local newscasts that covered this had a black person handle it, which is, I think that was purposeful. And that's sad, too, because that should not be the case. This woman is bad. I don't care what her skin color is, and she deserves jail time. I don't care what her skin color is. She did this. She had no business doing that. And I hope she gets, I bet she's let loose. I bet they let her go. But that shouldn't happen. Now, she didn't pull a gun. She didn't kill anyone. Now, there is another news source that covered this, and not surprising because they tend to cover things like this anyway. Yes, I'm going to see now another picture. Yes, she's obese. All right, so that is the Daily Mail in the UK. And if you really want to know what's happening in the U.S., you go to European or outside the U.S. news sources, because they are the ones who are going to most be there for us about news stories we don't hear here because of the hyper narrow-minded, really racist. I'm going to do another podcast about the dark ages, but that is what we're facing right now. And this is what this is. We're being told we can and can't say, and we're letting people get away with murder. This lady felt that it was, for whatever reason, felt it was perfectly fine for her to do this because she did it. So either she said she was just too tired. Now, here's something interesting I also find is, why was she wearing sunglasses? But, I mean, was she really tired? Had she been up drinking all night? I don't know. But she raises those questions when you act like that, don't they? Yeah. When someone raises that question, you're walking around, it appears to be daylight. She says she's working, yeah. But why is she, you know, tired or not? How does she have all this energy to be pushing employees and throwing cups of ice and grabbing masks? And, you know, that's not someone who's tired. That's someone who has a lot of energy or been drinking a lot. I hope they did an alcohol test for involving her. All right, so that's the second bad thing. Is the news society just completely ignore this, except for Fox News and Daily Mail. And we'll see how much longer Fox News keeps covering it. The problem is, is that we need to start recognizing all the bad people. We don't care what color your skin is. If you've done bad, we point you out. And something like this needs to be pointed out as an example of what we should not do. But it's not being talked about at all. And so it seems though she also has a tattoo on her chest. So she has money for tattoos. Which are keep maybe it looks like she may have multiple tattoos actually on her chest. How do you have money for that? Why? When you're black, you really shouldn't get tattoos because people really can't see them. Well, the reason I see is there's a close up of her head and her chest, and whatever it is she's wearing was kind of a muumuu type thing. It's way too short. Anyway, we need every bad thing like this to be recognized. So we point out, especially to younger people, is you don't do this. You don't. This is bad. And especially this needs to be done, apparently, in the black community, because this is where these stories seem to keep popping up. Because we've all seen multiple stories involving such things, involving black people, that then don't get the national news, whereas all the stuff about racial inequality and all this other stuff. If you want equality, you tell the story. But the news is systematically racist, which doesn't exist. But let's use it. In this case, and any case where they ignore news like this, because this is important, because this person is horrible, and I hope she goes to jail. And apparently she was handcuffed and hauled out. She's wearing flip-flops, and it's not a bad person. All right, guys, here's the problem. We need, again, the lady shouldn't have done this, and then the second big thing is that the news should have reported it. So we actually are honest about this whole quote-unquote equality thing. Remember, equal is unfair. No way you get around that. There's no way you argue that any other way. Try. No matter how you try to do equal, you take something away from someone else to create that equality, thus making it no longer equal. Even if you think, even if you take, if someone has 10, if someone has 7, you have 3, you want 4, you take 4 away from that, and now you have 7 and they have 7, but you took from them. So it's not equal because it's not the same. It's not the same. And then guess what? You're expecting someone else to give you 4 later. And so you never have to actually do anything to be able to. That's not fair. That's inequal. That is not fair. And fair is being unequal. All right. Thank you very much for listening. This is Rob Smith.
Rob's Right Podcast. I really mean to do more of these, much more of these. So we'll see. Hopefully, maybe I try doing tomorrow. I'm on the road tomorrow. I'm actually helping out with a Republican event. Maybe I'll do something from there. We'll see. Probably not. I'll try. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. Please like this, share this, give me some comments. Probably
best way to do this on my Rob Smith Jr. Twitter is best way to send me a message. Or my Rob Smith Jr. Politics and political commentary and cartoons on Facebook. Send me a comment. I also have this. I'll have this hopefully posted there. I don't think I posted my last one. I need to do that. Anyway, thank you so much for listening, being a part of things, and I hope to hear you all, or you listen to me all, or whatever next time. You all have a great day, great week, great everything. You take care. Rob Smith here.
We'll talk to you later. Bye. And I did something wrong here. Hold on. As Paul Harvey would say, here we go.
It's all right. It's okay. Doesn't really matter if you're old and gray. It's all right. I say it's okay.